This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You have tuned into Femme Fatale. I'm Gemma. This is Kat.
Were you about to call yourself Kat?
I was, yeah. Femme Fatale is a discussion and dissection of the issues facing women in life, health, relationships and the arts. On tonight's show, we are talking about gold star lesbians, and we have a few special guests in the studio this evening to help us out with that little chat to get a few different perspectives. We've got Bin.
Hello.
Catriona.
Hey.
And Mel.
Hey.
Alrighty. We're going to be talking about gold star lesbians, i.e. a lesbian who has never had sex with a man. We're going to talk about the definition or our definitions of sex, what kind of sex counts, why does this term matter, and if so, to whom?
And we want to know what you think. So during the show, you can text us at 0427 Joy949. You can contact us via social media. Just go to the Joy website, click on the show name, and it'll take you straight through. If you happen to have one of those amazing smartphone things, you can download the free app and listen live. Or you can email us at femmefatale@joy.org.au. But before we start chatting about gold stars, we're going to play a bit of Muse. You're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. You're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9. During the show, you can text us at 0427 Joy949, Facebook us at Femme Fatale. You can download our free smartphone Joy app, or you can email us at femmefatale@joy.org.au.
On tonight's show, we are talking about gold stars, by which I mean gold star lesbians, by which I mean a lesbian who has never had sex with a man. We're going to be discussing what we actually mean by sex with a man, and what kind of sex counts, and does it matter if someone's a gold star or not, and if so, if it does matter, who does it matter to, and why does it matter? And I feel like, first up, we should probably ask the question.
The question. And we're going to ask our special guests as well the question. Kat, are you a gold star?
No, by no stretch of the imagination am I a gold star.
So you've...
I don't think I have any stars of any colour.
No bronze, no silver.
No. No stars.
No gold stars. Bin?
No.
No, not a gold
just
star.
No.
Just no.
Just no.
Okay. Catriona?
Yeah, I am.
You are? Yeah. Okay. By your definition or by the definition?
Oh, totally. There's
by all
there's
possible like definitions.
There's five in a row.
It can't get any clearer than that. Mel?
Yep. Hands down.
Excellent. Okay.
So hands up or hands? Don't know.
Maybe.
Or no hands at all.
Maybe none.
So what we mean by gold star for the point of this conversation is never having had sex with man. Now, how do we define sex? What do we mean by sex, Catherine?
Well, I know that when we talk about it, we define it somewhat differently, but I think when people talk about gold stars, what they mean is, well, generally when people talk about sex, they mean penetrative sex, by which they mean that someone hasn't had sex with a man with a penis that involves their vagina.
Have not had penetrative sex with a member of the opposite sex. Oh, we've got giggles in the studio all around.
It happens every time you
she
say penis.
She said penis. Are we even allowed to say that on the radio? No, I'm kidding. So we've decided that only penetrative sex counts. Oral sex does not count. No.
What do you think? Do you think
because
it counts?
Because I classify...
Well, if you're defining sex in lesbian sex, then oral sex counts
thank
too.
Thank you.
So why should it in men and women sex?
I totally agree.
I agree
sex
as well.
Oral sex for the purposes of, sexual interaction is sex. So I believe if you've had oral sex with a man, you are not a gold star. Sorry, guys out there.
I'm still gold.
I'm still gold.
She says proudly.
Still gold. Yep.
What about you, Catriona?
Yeah, still gold.
Still gold.
Still
okay.
Gold.
I feel like we're at a high school drinking party. We're
so
finding
I.
out what we've all ever done. It's really fun. Well, the reason we're talking about it and the reason we feel like this is a relevant concept on our show is because it's another way that our community labels each other. We're going to talk about what kind of labeling that is, what... kind of effect that has on us and if it's positive or negative and how people feel about it. You guys seem to wear it proudly. Is it something that you're proud of?
It's nice to have consistency, I think.
In cream or in... Well. Or in your sex life?
No, I don't know. Like, for me and somebody else, it doesn't bother me really, but it's just, it's not like I go around wearing a t-shirt that says it, but...
I'm pretty sure I saw a badge in your room once that had a big gold star on it.
Mel, are you proud of your status?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it is a status symbol. In the community?
Well, I think it definitely is a status symbol in the community. And I guess what I'd like to talk about is why. I mean, you give a gold star. This is something that you get in primary school when you do good work, yeah? So it implies like a ranking system. So, and gold, you know, the Olympics have been on. So I think we all know that gold is like number one. So gold star is the best that you can get. So if you're a gold star lesbian, this connotes that you are the best kind of lesbian that you can be.
I'm not completely comfortable with that. I'm just putting it out there.
So me neither.
This is my problem.
We're like, not.
Yeah, it's not because I'm not. It's just the whole idea of there being a ranking system when it comes to your sexuality seems to me to be fundamentally disrespectful and not something that I think is a good idea in a community that already has enough stuff that's going on that makes us feel, you know, alone and fragmented.
Well, that's like the whole bisexual thing that, you know, if you're sleeping with men and women, you're not a good lesbian or not... Well, I guess you're not a lesbian by definition anyway, but you're just not worthy to be part of that community, which I think is crap.
It is crap.
Yeah, I mean, I think that as a community we should be encouraging people to form new ways of making relationships. And, you know, we're breaking enough rules as it is. Why do we have to stop and make, you know, new rules about things? I think we could be a lot more supportive about the types of relationships that people have.
Yeah, but I think it's also a point to talk about why. Why do people, you know, have this as a status symbol? Is everyone here comfortable dating women who have been in relationships with men in the past? Ben? Yeah.
Yes, I'm comfortable dating people.
Catriona?
Yep. Yeah, totally. It's fine.
Yeah, Mel?
I am, but you sort of get a bit wary as well.
So, no, like, you know, that's what we want to know about. So goes, tell us I about guess. Why.
I never was. I sort of didn't care, like, each to their own, but... I guess, you know, I was with someone that was sort of both ways sort of thing, and it ended shockingly. Like, she went after a guy, and I was just like, you broke my heart. So now I'm just like, I don't have a problem with it, but I think once it gets serious, you need to, you know where each other stands sort of thing.
Is it more heartbreaking when a woman leaves you for a man?
It's never happened to me. But has
but
it
is it more heartbreaking?
I think so, yeah.
But why?
I don't know.
It's this.
I guess cause it was a long sort of relationship. Like, it was 5 years. So it was just, yeah, but you know what? I don't know why.
What breakup? What breakup isn't messy?
Yeah.
That's my question. And when someone leaves you for a man, how is it any worse than if they left you for another woman?
Maybe because it's more unexpected that, you know, with women, eventually you think, oh, you know, she'll move on or whatever. But with a guy, you're like, oh, didn't see that coming.
Or you did. And you're like, ah, kicking myself. Yeah. But my point is, I'd be more upset if you did leave me for a man, because I can compare myself to that woman. I can compare my personality. I can compare my body. I can get really... If you've left me for a man, I'm like, well, I got nothing that you need. I've got nothing to offer you. Exactly. So, you know, I think, yeah, I guess the sense of rejection that we associate with people who leave us for a man is greater. But essentially, it's a bit of a stigma. I think that we could try and work as a community to try and break down. Kat, what do you think?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really tough one. Everyone likes labels. I mean, they make us feel comfortable and we know where things go and we know how to compare ourselves to them.
You're talking to the OCD labeler from last century.
And I'm anti-label completely, so...
Yeah, look,
Bin is chaos.
Bin is chaos. We just feel grateful when she makes it here. I'd like to talk more about labels in the next section, but first we're going to cut to a track. And you are listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9. Tonight we're joined by Bin Haifa, Kat and Mel, and we're talking about gold star lesbians. If you would like to weigh in on the conversation during the show, you can text us at 0427 Joy 949, and thank you to the people that have already texted in. You can also Facebook us at Femme Fatale, or you can use the smartphone app, or you can email us at femmefatale@joy.org.au.
So, we're talking about gold star lesbians. We have two gold stars in the studio. Hi, Kat. Hi, Mel.
Hey.
And three non-gold star lesbians. We're talking about what is a gold star lesbian, what does it mean to us, and how we label other women in our community. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Some of us wear our gold star status with pride, and others think it's a negative term with negative connotations, and we should stop trying to rank our lovers in some kind of grading system. Binu, you want to weigh in?
I don't think it's the best system. I just don't like labels. I've never liked labels. And I don't think it really should matter about your sexual dating history or whatever. It's who you're with now that's more important. But I know Mel feels a bit differently about it.
Mel, proud of it?
I'm very proud. Yeah, I love being a gold star. And I guess being with people that are as well is also another appealing thing.
Yeah, like, why?
What's appealing about that?
Well, they're not going to go back to something they haven't had. But then there also is a thing, you know, girls will one day might turn to it. You just never know. So I'm sort of 50-50. Like, I'm proud of myself, but then, you know, I do get where it all comes in from as well. You know, I do understand that.
Do you think it's because there's stigma around lesbian women or queer women who have dated men in the past or may date? Do you think there's more stigma around the concept than the actual concept being something that's not desirable? Does that make sense?
Like being bisexual as opposed to, you know, never having slept with a man before.
Well, I came out, you know, fairly late, and I certainly got asked about it a lot in the first few years, and I really felt like I had to almost, you know, prove my status as a lesbian and keep explaining to people that I wasn't bisexual, even though just because I had, you know, been with men in the past. And it was, you know, pretty damn frustrating after a while, having to constantly assure my at this particular point, you know, like assuring a partner that, you know, who kept just asking me if I was really gay. And it's like, well, what else do I have to do, you know, to prove it to you? I can't change anything that I've done in the past, and this is who I am. And I, you know, who can make assurances about the future anyway? I don't think that there, you know, there's any kind of certainty. Like, I think it's really unlikely that I'll be sexually attracted to men in the future, but I wouldn't rule out the possibility 100%. I mean, you know, anything could happen.
Ben? Can you completely rule out the idea of being sexually attracted to a man sometime in the future?
No, I can't. I haven't slept with a man in 5 years, so, but it, just because it hasn't happened doesn't mean it won't. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to keep my options open, I guess.
But you identify as a lesbian?
No,
she's the anti-label girl.
Yeah,
I'm down with anti-labeling.
I call myself the grey area.
The grey. I call it Flex Aquarian. So we have two gold stars. You guys obviously all yes or no, totally rule out the option of ever going, having sex with men ever.
I don't know. Like, I think that I'm a really stubborn person. So if I don't, you know, there has to be some attraction for you to sleep with someone to begin with.
What if he's a really hot dude?
See, that's where I fall.
Yeah, no.
There is really hot men out there.
Yeah. This is the issue that I have in general, because when we sleep with a man, why have we fallen? Why do we not just have freedom to choose and that our community accepts us no matter what?
Because the community,
this is what I have the issue with.
The community doesn't, because there's such a strong lesbian label that if you're not a lesbian, you're not part of that community.
But we are the community, so let's dominate what we say as a community.
I completely agree with you.
That's why we're having this radio show, because we want to talk about that.
Gold stars get it worse, though, as well.
Oh, really?
Tell us about that.
No, because it's, and even from lesbians, I think that from anyone, it's just like, if you haven't tried something, it's like,
how do you know you're not going to want that? Yeah. You know, you might change.
Well, okay, let me be the devil's advocate. How do you know if you haven't tried it? And why haven't you tried it?
Well, controversy on Joy.
I don't know. Just
I'm not saying that I advocate this point of view. I think it's an interesting question.
Point to go.
Like,
around.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I've been out many a times and kissed boys and stuff. But I think maybe that's because it's a safe bet. Like, if I'm out with my friends for a night out and I don't want anything to maybe happen. Do you know what I mean? Like a party bash with a boy, and you kind of get like beard itch afterwards.
That is,
and you shouldn't get that of a girl, but I'm sure some people have. But no, I don't know. Like, I just don't I can appreciate a good looking guy, don't get me wrong, the same way I reckon that a straight girl can look at like a girl and be like, oh, she's really hot, but anything else and like, oh my god. But I just, it's, there's just some things that you haven't tried, you just know that you wouldn't like. Yeah. I haven't tried sushi. I know I don't like it, but I just wouldn't have it. So that's my
analogy. But are you ruling out that you'll never, ever eat sushi again?
I've never tried it, but I just know just the prospect, the idea of it makes me go, oh, and that's the way I am about a naked man.
Well done. Okay, so it kind of comes down to like preference, personal preference, personality, and where we lie on that spectrum. And this is the other thing that, and what I think as a community, hopefully we're coming to the concept that sexuality is fluid and that everyone is welcome in our community, no matter their choice of labels or that they choose not to label. I think that's the point of the show being so relevant.
I think the younger generations are a bit more fluid than the older lesbians. I mean, that could be a wide generalization, but that's...
Yes, Ben.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I think that that's a more... So the younger generations are just a bit more accepting, maybe, than... See, they're nodding their heads, the gold stars. You know, they agree with
me. I agree. Yeah.
Are you comfortable with being labelled gold stars constantly in this studio?
That's who you are now.
I'm gold stars. I want one on my shirt now.
That's really... I have a really funny... Chris from The Drive Show just weighed in and told us that in gay manland, you're a pure blood if you've never had sex with a woman, or a muggle if you have.
Harry Potter.
This is all post-HP, post-Harry Potter terminology. We don't know what it was called before that, but yes, yeah, another generation, yeah, which is pretty interesting. They also have terms for it, and... it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Look, we want to know what you think. Do you think we should have labels? Do you think that they're detrimental to the community? Or do you think they're useful? You can text us during the show at 0427 Joy 949. You can Facebook us at Femme Fatale. You can use the Joy smartphone app, or you can email us at femmefatale@joy.org.au.
Good evening. You're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9. We just heard Why Does My Heart Feel So Bad by Moby and These Foolish Things by Nat King Cole. Bit of sultry sounds for your Tuesday evening. Tonight we are talking about gold star lesbians.
Yeah, look, and this is a pretty heated topic. We can't even stop talking about it during the break when we're off air. There's so many things that we kind of want to cover. So I'll go first, seeing as I'm already talking. Look, I guess I don't want to make it sound like I think there's something wrong with being a gold star, because I don't think that at all. But I do think that there's something wrong with the fact that we have that label and that we create a kind of privilege, like a privileged status around the idea of someone being a particular thing. So in this case, that it's that they've never had penetrative sex with a man. I mean, it's kind of like a badge of honour or something that you can be proud of, because the flips, and which, you know, and it's great to have things that you should be proud of, but the flip side of that is that you're then saying that other women in the community that have had different sexual experiences are somehow, that they don't attain the same status as someone who is this, you know, gold star. And it makes me think, you know, like, we're already subject to so many phobias and so much negativity in our social lives, that we then, you know, place this upon ourselves within our own community, I think is a really bad thing. Mm. And it doesn't even begin to touch on... I mean, so we've talked before about bisexuality and the issues that bisexual women have in both straight world and gay world.
It's hard enough coming out and being a part of the community and feeling accepted and feeling included, let alone having all these kinds of terms and things that your sexual preference never can ever live up to. So, you know, and I experience those as a bisexual, and it's not my chosen term, but I use it for the purposes of this radio show, in the straight world and in the gay world. So basically I've got a foot in both doors and I'm split down the middle, and neither of them I feel completely accepted in, even though, you know, I have a valid place in the world as well, and I'm trying to stand up and own who I am, which is incredibly hard. And I'm a really strong, vocal person with really good communication skills who can talk about who they are and how they are and how I feel. But I'm in a minority of people. Most people can't stand up and say, this is who I am, you have to respect me as a human because I'm a really good human. Most people just fall by the way and just go, well, I'm just not going to be part of any community. And it shows in suicide polls and stats and, you know, yeah. Queer people in this country and in our community still are suffering by not feeling
included. Yeah, I agree. And I think that people need to feel included. And this is my problem with labels that are exclusive. Like, the very nature of something being exclusive is that it isn't inclusive. And inclusion is what people need in order to feel mentally well and good about themselves. And that doesn't even begin to touch on, you know, the transphobia inherent in a label like Gold Star. What happens if you're dating someone who is, you know, male to female or female to male? Like, what does that do to your Gold Star status?
And what happens when you're in a relationship and your girlfriend decides to trans? Does that ruin your Gold Star status? And how do you guys feel about that? Kat?
I don't know. I guess I've never really thought about it in those sort of terms. I think that if you were with someone for, you know, that you could see that was long-term and you're willing to, obviously, you know, it's a lot of pressure, I think, if you're a couple, to support someone going through that. So I don't think that it would affect it, I guess. You know, if you're with a girl and she wanted to, like, trans into a guy, because, I don't know, this might sound really bad, but, you know, deep down, I guess they were born a girl.
Mm.
But I don't know.
It's a definite grey area. It's a grey area for all of us, and even more so for those going through trans, which is, you know, an incredibly, you know, hard emotional time. And talk about fitting in. I mean, we all have our struggles.
And I guess the label really didn't come about at a time where we were very open or knowledgeable about any kind of trans issues. I mean, it comes with an assumption that, you know, your gender is the one that you were born with and it's to do with your body. Otherwise, there wouldn't even be, you know, there wouldn't be a label that was about women who've never had sex with men. Because, yeah, if you're in a relationship with a woman who then transes and, you know, you happen to be a Gold Star, and once they trans, you're suddenly not a Gold Star, but biologically nothing has actually changed, which actually means that the term itself is nonsense.
Yeah.
You know?
Labels versus labels versus labels versus someone somewhere not fitting in. we've had some feedback from our listeners, which I'm just going to talk about. Caroline and Trish are enjoying just hearing these kinds of terms on the radio, which is a novelty for some people. So thanks for writing in. Sarah says labels should be out. There's enough labels in the world, and we tend to agree with that. Kat?
Well, I guess I'm kind of interested to hear what Kat and Mel have to say. Like, do you feel like it's an important term? I mean, you both said that it's something that you're proud of. What does the, like, when you say you're proud of it, I'm going to ask Kat first. Where does that feeling come from? Like,
I wouldn't say, like, it's a pride thing, like, you would wear it on your sleeve. And I think if I'm with someone, like, their past is their past, and, you know, if I genuinely like them, it doesn't really affect me. And I just think that, like I said before, I think it's just the consistency that, you know, that you believe in something enough, you know, and you're very sure of your feelings to just, I guess, that you know yourself enough. So I think it's more that it's more like a pride thing, that you're comfortable enough with yourself rather than the actual label of it.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And is it about trust? Do you trust your partner more if they're a Gold Star?
No. Like, I think, by the way.
Mel?
I'd go 50-50.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I think, like, with both as well, like, you've got flip sides on both. If you are a Gold Star, people are saying, like, how do you know you're not going to want it? And if you're not, people are saying, how do you know you're not going to go back? So either way, you know, I agree with Kat. It's not like you go boasting it to the world. And
do you guys, you know, are you guys out about it? Is that something that you talk about when you're starting new relationships and you're dating? Do you talk about your sexual history? Because this is something that's come up for Kat and I in the last few weeks, is when is it appropriate to talk about your sexual history with your partner? At what point in the relationship? And what point does Gold Star, is it something you're just out and proud about, or is it something that you just bring up if they ask you? Or
I don't know. I think that you find when you're dating someone new, you always have that. It's normally, I find that it's when you've kind of known each other for a bit and you have that awkward conversation, but it turns out to be more of a funny thing because, yeah, you know, people, like, because, I don't know, I guess they might know people that you've been with in the past and stuff, and it, not that it becomes a joke, but it's more of a light-hearted thing. But I've never really, for me personally, like, if I've been with someone, it's never really, they've been like, hey, high five, you're a Gold Star.
Yeah.
I'll buy you dinner. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, that's not, it's more like they're interested. Why?
Well, I have to say that there's a little part of me that's a bit jealous. but it touches on what you were saying before, and that's why I can understand when you say you're proud of it. It's to do with when you were talking about, you know, that sense of knowing yourself yeah. well enough and being comfortable enough with yourself. And that's the little part of that. That's what I feel a little bit jealous about.
Because if we'd have listened to those adolescent voices who were shagging all the girls at school and no one knew about, I would probably still be a gold star. But I didn't. Yeah. And I chose a different path and I went down a different path and I have to own that myself now. So, you know, I think there's a little voice in all of us who have known we've been gay for a really long time. And for those of us who had different paths and found a different way back, it's a longer journey yeah. with a different label. But
and there is a little bit of jealousy there because, you know, I would have liked to have been comfortable enough with myself to you know, be maybe truer to myself is
from
the,
outside. Thank you for coming on, guys. You've been absolutely fantastic. Thanks Ben, thanks Kat,
thanks
Mel.
Thank you.
You are listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9. On next week's show we are talking about stuff. Coming up next we have the Spirit Lounge with Birdie, Joy and Andrew. You're listening to Femme Fatale on Joy 94.9. good night.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.